few thoughts this morning in our confession of sin about the relationship of leprosy, faith, and confession of sin. What is a true sign of personal confession of our moral leprosy before God? In the Bible, physical disease or leprosy was a visual metaphor of what God sees in us when we sin. God sees sin as the mechanism that is slowly eating away and destroying something that God had made very beautiful. In contrast, cleansing or baptism is a metaphor for the mechanism that heals, restores, renews. Every physician knows that the first thing that must be done when there is any damage to the body is that the harmed area must be cleansed. And without that cleansing, nothing will be effective in reversing the damage and the degeneration. With that in mind, I'd like to read from Luke chapter 17, verse 5, and then down through 11 through 19. Luke 17, 5 says, "And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith." Verse 11. "Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 who were lepers who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And it was as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered him and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he, Jesus, said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." And what is the context of this event? The apostles say to Jesus, increase our faith. Jesus then gives the apostles some illustrations of faith in verses 11 through 10 about mustard seeds and profitable versus unprofitable servants to illustrate the nature of true faith. And then Luke immediately gives us this account of the 10 lepers. Luke tells us that the 9 Jewish lepers that were healed, but they did not demonstrate faith. Yet Jesus says, only this foreigner, who was a half-breed both in physical descent and as well as in terms of theological belief, he was the only one that demonstrated biblical faith. How so? Jesus says that only this theological messed-up Samaritan, who was a foreigner and not literally a member of the pure Jewish people of God, exhibited true faith. Of all of them, he alone gave glory to God. Of all the 10 healed lepers, only in regard to this man alone did Jesus say, your faith has made you well. And it seems to me that Jesus was not just talking about the man's skin condition. What was different about the one leper who was a foreigner? The short answer is, he humbled himself before God. And what does it mean to walk humbly before God? Well, to begin, it means asking God to wash us from the leprosy of our sins. But Jesus made it clear that a truly humble heart does not stop there. Yes, verbally asking Jesus to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from our moral leprosy is essential, but not sufficient. There are lots and lots of people in life who are always looking for a free lunch. Did Jesus ever say, okay, folks, listen up. Everyone who wants a free ticket to heaven, just raise your hand. I'm passing them out over here. Come one, come all, get your free ride to eternal bliss. Step right up, folks. Yes, there are lots of people that want a salvation that does not cost them anything, where they do not have to be humble. They do not have to be thankful. They really don't even have to go out of their way to come and worship at the feet of Jesus once a week. Even when God gives them blessing after blessing, none of them are humble And none of them fall on their face and worship to God, and just plain delight in giving glory to the God of their salvation. So is Jesus showing us what true confession of faith is all about? Yes. Jesus was telling his disciples, here, look at this foreigner. You want to increase your faith? Simply do as this man has done. If we have our minds steeped in the scriptures of the Old Testament, what would immediately come to mind? Oh yeah, now I remember. That's just like another foreigner who was baptized and cleansed of his leprosy, even though he too was a Gentile. He too was cleansed of his physical leprosy when he humbled himself before the prophet of God, Elijah. His name was Naaman. We find the story in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 14. Now remember, the Jewish people were already holy. They were already separated by God for a separate and holy purpose. They regularly renewed their covenant with God by the washing of a blood sacrifice at the temple. They were already in covenant by the external rite of circumcision, and therefore were clean in comparison to the Gentile world, which was unclean. So what did Elisha tell Naaman to do? Go baptize yourself, and go wash yourself in the dirtiest river in the Holy Land. Without that symbolic spiritual washing, God's hand of healing would not have been upon Naaman. And Naaman did not have to understand the meaning of that symbology. All he had to do was obey. But finally, Naaman did realize that if he did humble himself and publicly submit himself to the authority of the prophet of God, of Israel, then he would be healed. If not, he was doomed to die in both a physical as well as a spiritual leprosy. But we see people like Naaman in heaven? Yes. Because Naaman demonstrated a heart of true faith. Naaman humbled himself before God and submitted to the cleansing baptism of God in the Jordan River, realizing that the only true God can wash away both the physical symbol as well as the spiritual effect of man's sin. And what was the last? He tried to give some compensation to the prophet. What was his last request? Naaman wants to give a token of gratitude to the prophet God. Naaman does not want a free lunch, but he can't give anything for what he gave, for what he received. But Naaman wants to show his thankfulness, but the prophet Elisha declines the offer. So Naaman makes a different and a strange kind of request. Verse 17, so Naaman said, then if not, please let your servant be given 2 mule loaves of earth. And why did Naaman ask for 2 loaves of dirt to take back to Syria? Verse 15 tells us, Naaman says, indeed, now I know there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. In where? In the land of Israel. So Naaman wanted to show his allegiance to the God of the land of Israel by taking some of that holy land back with him to Syria. So when he prayed and when he gave glory to God, what did he intend to stand on? He wanted to stand on the holy land of Israel, where the God of all creation has chosen to dwell, even if it was only a 4x4 and 3 inches thick. That was Naaman's visible demonstration of his new home, the land of Israel. As a Gentile, Naaman was now baptized. He was cleansed by the holy water of the holy land of Israel. And to demonstrate his allegiance to God, he asked God's prophet for the privilege of taking a small piece of that land back to him, with him to Syria. That was the land in which the God of all the earth had made his dwelling place. That is now where Naaman wanted to live, because it was the God of the land that Naaman wanted to worship, that God he wanted to glorify, and that God he wanted to give thanks. So then, as we confess our sins individually and corporately, we must ask ourselves, what has God required of us? What is the visible demonstration of the faith that we confess? And how have we fallen short of walking humbly before the Lord God we serve this week? I believe we can find a short answer to that in Malachi 6, verse 8. Let me read it to you. He's shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Let us pray, silently confessing our sins. Asking the Lord to increase our faith. Let us pray individually and I will close. Lord God, we confess to you that when we were yet spiritual lepers and the effects of sin had taken its course deeply into our lives, that by your sovereign grace, you've caused us to be cleansed by the power of the Holy Spirit. You put a heart of faith into us. You gave us the desire to walk humbly before you. And although we acknowledge now, Lord, that we come far short of the standard of perfection and holiness of which you require of each of us, so Lord, we confess we want to do better. Lord, we confess that where we have erred, where we have strayed, we want to be corrected. We want to walk humbly before you. We ask your mercy, Lord. As a congregation, Lord, we pray that we might be a humble people, a people in which you take delight, and that you will hear our confession of sin individually and corporately, and that we might rejoice in the good news that the land of Israel is now every square foot of land on this planet. That is good news indeed. Thank you that you will indeed keep all of your promises to Israel. You will indeed accomplish everything that you've promised in both the Old and the New Testament about a beautiful bride, a glorious bride, a bride without any spot or wrinkle or blemish that walks humbly before you. To that end we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.